Good morning. A Monday morning, that means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Unfortunately, we start on what is not something we want to be talking about. It's, of course, what we've been seeing, a rise in anti-Semitism, not only around New York State, but the country, and a threat issued to Jewish community centers in the U.S., and one right here in Albany.
That's right. Yesterday afternoon at the Albany Jewish Community Center, it was one of 18 centers across the nation that received an email threat of a bomb. The place was evacuated. There was no bomb found. There was no threat found. But the concern here, and Governor Cuomo showed up at the center. He now says this is the 42nd incident of anti-Semitism in the state, threat sort of in the state. But he's taking note of what folks are saying is a growing concern. Now, the question is, what may happen here? Don't be surprised to see some sort of legislation this year involving terrorism or hate crimes. That might be the easy part for the legislature to do. What might be harder is getting across the message of the state not condoning this and discouraging this. And I think that's part of what the governor is trying to do by showing up and calling out these events.
From there to a story that's a little more in the weeds, but very interesting. It has to do with something called the Medicaid Redesign Team and spousal refusal. Explain.
This is something that the state is looking at because we have a budget deficit, and a lot of it's related to Medicaid. In simple terms, it's when one spouse has to go into a nursing home. New York's one of the two states in the country where the well spouse can refuse to pay the nursing home bills, and the sick person goes on to the Medicaid rolls. Pros and cons here are that this allows too many multimillionaires to avoid paying for health care and putting another person on Medicaid. Now, the flip side of it, and why it's been defended for so many years, is that with the rising cost of health care, spousal refusal is the only way that a lot of middle-class New Yorkers can avoid bankruptcy when their spouse has to go to a nursing home.
The real estate agencies, specifically out on Long Island, have been issued state subpoenas as a result of an investigation out there.
That's right. Newsday conducted a long, intensive investigation, which is called Long Island Divided, where undercover testers went to agents all across Long Island, posing essentially as buyers and recording what kind of treatment they would get. And in many cases, often 49% of African Americans were what we call steered, and what experts call steered, into neighborhoods or in neighborhoods or out of neighborhoods, or maybe perhaps white customers were steered out of certain neighborhoods. This has sparked calls for investigation by the governor, the attorney general, and the state senate, which so far has been the most openly active about this. They conducted a hearing back in December. They invited dozens and dozens of real estate companies and agents to show up to explain what happened and their side of it and their view of training. Unfortunately, only one agent in the entire region showed up for that. So kind of ticked off about that, the state senate a couple of days ago started issuing 25 subpoenas to companies and agents and saying that they will compel them to testify in April. What's kind of noteworthy here is it's really very rare for either of the legislative bodies to use its subpoena power. It's not often invoked at all. So it kind of underscores the seriousness they have for trying to get at the bottom of this issue.
Yancey Roy is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.